got some money to spend tonight.
It is Friday. Woo woo! That's what we have to do today, Jonathan. I did Jonathan Toma just woo woo! So it means it is time to find out what's happening this weekend in the Pikes Peak region with Jonathan Toman, manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak region. And I have a feeling there are so many events happening this weekend.
Yep. Yeah, a big weekend of holiday events. And thankfully, none of them cost $37 million to attend.
Right.
So there's plenty of room in the budgets to attend these events,
which is fantastic news. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. And we'll jump right into them, I suppose.
Yeah, let's do it.
First off, the Flying W Wranglers have their annual Christmas show tonight at 7 p.m. at Stargazers Theater and Event Center. The Wranglers have been performing music for over 63 years, making them the second oldest Western music group in the world. As you ride along with the Wranglers, you'll experience the classic country, Western, Western swing, and gospel music. Their saddlebags are full of great songs from the American West, so they'll bring Western harmonies, fantastic yodeling, and superb instrumentation. If you haven't heard the Wranglers, tonight is a great opportunity
to hear fantastic.
A stellar local musical group. Out Loud Men's Chorus is presenting a Midwinter Mitzvah. There are three performances, tonight at 7:30, and then tomorrow at 2 p.m. and 7:30 again. That's at First Congregational Church in downtown Colorado Springs. Out Loud will pay tribute to the many Jewish composers and artists who have added so much to the celebration of Christmas. So there will be many beloved Christmas songs, but also favorite Hanukkah songs that they'll present as part of their performance tonight and tomorrow.
Perfect.
Rockledge Ranch Historic Site has their holiday evening tomorrow from 4 to 8 p.m. as the ranch is transformed with the sights and sounds of the festive season. Tractor rides, old-time musical entertainment, lantern light tours to their 1860s homestead cabin, blacksmithing demonstrations, barn dancing, Victorian celebrations in the 1880s Rockledge House, and Edwardian festivities in the 1907 Orchard House, and of course an appearance from St. Nicholas. So a great family fun event at Rockledge Ranch tomorrow night. If you want to get out and about, the Jingle Bell 5K is tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. at Fountain Creek Regional Park. It's the 11th annual, and it's the Jingle Bell 5K and Kids Reindeer Romp.
Oh, fun.
That, to me, almost sounds more fun to have
a
romp.
I know. Can we do that?
than a 5K. But you can wear your reindeer antlers, ugly sweater, Santa suit, bells, bows, and best cheer. And plus, the 5K is stroller and dog friendly, so you can bring the entire team out with you.
That's fun.
The Callahan Country Christmas is tomorrow evening from 5 to 9 p.m. at the El Paso County Fairgrounds out in Callahan. Reindeer visits, vendors, fiddlers, Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, strolling carolers, parade of lights, live music, all sorts of shenanigans out in Callahan tomorrow evening. And then finally, a couple of unexpected events to round out our conversation this morning. An Urban Nutcracker, a Holiday Tradition Remixed, that's Spring's Dance. That'll be performances tomorrow at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Ent Center. The holiday tradition gets a contemporary makeover and an upbeat retelling of the classic Christmas story. That's an Urban Nutcracker of Spring's Dance. And then finally, Millibo Art Theater has started their run of You'll Be Naughty Too through December 22nd.
Okay.
A holiday cabaret that'll feature daring aerial acrobatics, knock 'em dead vocals, comedy, and surprises from a merry band of comic and circus artists. Time for some holiday mischief at the Millibo.
That sounds fun. Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot happening.
They all sound fun.
Yeah. It's a busy weekend.
Yep, for sure. Everybody's before the holidays really kick into gear. A lot of big events happening. And again, none of them are $37 million.
Correct. Some of them may even be free. And of course, they can see this and all the other events happening, right, Jonathan, on the Peak Radar website. And then isn't there an entire holiday section there?
There sure is. Yeah, peakradar.com has the details about everything I mentioned, plus more. And if you're feeling just holiday specific, pull up our holiday guide on the website as well, or track any of our social media to see some of that stuff as well.
Perfect. Jonathan Toman, Peak Radar, always great talking with you. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk with you next week.
Happy Friday, Renee. Hope you find $37 million in your
bank account. Thank you. You too. I'll share if I do. I promise.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks, Jonathan. 7:43 now, KRDO's Morning News.